This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Five key mechanisms drive hypertension beyond simple blood pressure numbers. Hypertension represents not a single disease entity, but rather the final common pathway of multiple physiological systems falling out of equilibrium. Understanding these distinct mechanisms offers clinicians a more targeted approach to managing the condition that affects over 1 billion people globally. 1.28 billion adults worldwide have hypertension, according to WHO estimates. Fluid dynamics drive primary mechanism. The most prevalent driver of hypertension involves disrupted sodium-potassium balance, which directly expands blood volume. When sodium intake exceeds the kidney's excretory capacity, while potassium remains inadequate, the cardiovascular system compensates by increasing pressure to maintain perfusion. Research published in Hypertension Journal demonstrates that even modest reductions in dietary sodium coupled with increased potassium intake can reduce systolic blood pressure by 5 to 10 mmHg in sensitive individuals. This mechanism explains why diuretics remain first-line therapy for many hypertensive patients. The clinical implications extend beyond simple dietary modification, as genetic variations in sodium handling can predispose certain populations to volume-sensitive hypertension. Kidney signaling creates feedback loop. The renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system represents a sophisticated but potentially maladaptive response to perceived volume depletion. When kidneys incorrectly signal low blood flow, they initiate a cascade that maintains elevated blood pressure even when volume status normalizes. Dr. Thomas Unger, former president of the European Society of Hypertension, explains in European Heart Journal that ACE inhibitors and angiotensin receptor blockers specifically target this pathway. These medications prove most effective in patients where kidney signaling drives their hypertension. Understanding this mechanism helps explain why some patients respond dramatically to RAS blockade, while others show minimal improvement. The personalized approach becomes crucial for optimal outcomes. Vascular remodeling sustains elevated pressure. Chronic vessel constriction involves both functional and structural changes in arterial walls. Vascular smooth muscle cells undergo hypertrophy and hyperplasia, creating permanent increases in peripheral resistance that maintain hypertension independent of other factors. Studies in circulation research show that calcium channel blockers can prevent and potentially reverse this remodeling process. The timing of intervention matters significantly, as established structural changes prove more resistant to treatment. This mechanism particularly affects older adults and explains why isolated systolic hypertension becomes more prevalent with aging. The epidemiological data clearly demonstrate this age-related progression in vascular compliance. Stress biology activates multiple pathways. Sympathetic nervous system overdrive simultaneously increases heart rate, contractility, and vascular tone while promoting sodium retention. This comprehensive activation makes stress-related hypertension particularly challenging to manage with single-agent therapy. Research from the American Heart Association demonstrates that beta blockers combined with lifestyle interventions targeting stress reduction provide superior outcomes in this population. The mechanism also explains why some patients require multi-drug regimens for adequate control. Managing hypertension effectively means identifying the dominant mechanism rather than treating every patient identically, as different pathways require targeted therapeutic approaches. Dr. Thomas Unger, European Society of Hypertension, European Heart Journal, 2020. Frequently asked questions: how can doctors determine which mechanism drives a patient's hypertension? Clinical assessment combines blood pressure patterns, laboratory tests, and medication response. For example, patients with volume-sensitive hypertension typically respond well to diuretics, while those with RAS activation show better results with ACE inhibitors. Why do some people need multiple blood pressure medications? Many patients have more than one mechanism contributing to their hypertension. Sympathetic overdrive combined with fluid retention, for instance, may require both beta blockers and diuretics for adequate control, Can lifestyle changes address all five mechanisms? Lifestyle modifications can influence several pathways simultaneously. Sodium reduction affects fluid balance, exercise modulates sympathetic tone, and stress management impacts multiple systems. However, some patients require medication, regardless of lifestyle optimization. The mechanistic understanding of hypertension continues evolving as researchers identify new therapeutic targets and personalized treatment approaches. Future developments in precision medicine may enable clinicians to determine the dominant pathway driving each patient's condition, leading to more effective and individualized treatment strategies. Source: Hypertension isn't a single problem. It's the final output of a few key systems drifting out of balance. Context: Key mechanisms drive hypertension beyond simple blood pressure numbers. Description: Five key mechanisms drive hypertension: fluid retention, kidney signaling, vessel constriction, sympathetic overdrive, and hormonal dysregulation. Targeted treatment improves outcomes. Author at type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Publisher at type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-522. Date modified 2026-522. Context: Can doctors determine which mechanism drives a patient's hypertension? Accepted answer, text. Clinical assessment combines blood pressure patterns, laboratory tests, and medication response. For example, patients with volume-sensitive hypertension typically respond well to diuretics, while those with RAS activation show better results with ACE inhibitors. At type, question name, why do some people need multiple blood pressure medications? Accepted answer, at type, answer, text. Many patients have more than one mechanism contributing to their hypertension. Sympathetic overdrive combined with fluid retention, for instance, may require both beta blockers and diuretics for adequate control. At type, question, name, can lifestyle changes address all five mechanisms? Accepted answer, at type, text. Lifestyle modifications can influence several pathways simultaneously. Sodium reduction affects fluid balance, exercise modulates sympathetic tone, and stress management impacts multiple systems. However, some patients require medication regardless of lifestyle optimization.